Welcome, everybody, to an emergency episode of the USL Way, our first ever emergency episode. It's just me today. It's Ben. Noah is not here for this episode today. And I'll give you, before we get into everything, I mean, there's one obvious thing that I wanted to cover to make an emergency episode for, and that is the announcement that Buffalo looks like a lock-in for a 2026 USL Championship expansion team. That is huge news. That is a huge market that USL has at least put their foot into over MLS at this point. I don't know how avid, I know there's a lot of avid Buffalo support for a USL Championship team, so I think it's a really good opportunity for USL to have gotten their boots on the ground in Buffalo before MLS had the opportunity to. I do think that's somewhere that MLS could go in the future, but USL is in Buffalo for right now. I believe they're also in USL League 2, and that is where this foundation has come from. So that's what today's episode is really about, and just expansion in general. I mean, we have a lot of teams that are expanding and joining the USL Championship in the next couple of seasons, and we'll get to that. But first, as usual, I want to start off with a couple of updates. The first of all is I just want to say I'm sorry that there was no regular scheduled episode this week. You know, being a college student, it can be hard to follow the same schedule. I mean, this year has been a new chapter in the USL Way podcast in that we've actually been able to put out content as scheduled. We've only had two times this year so far where an episode wasn't able to come out during the week purely because of some recording issues, or, you know, just some real life things that I had to tend to. So that's been really good. But, you know, I just want to say sorry. You know, these things are out of my control. As we get towards the end of the semester, it can be pretty difficult, but things are looking a lot easier. So episodes, as far as I know, will be out as planned. You know, we have our usual Tuesday morning release episodes that cover the past week, things going forward, everything in the USL Championship. We have Summer of USL 2 to look forward to. Our first one just dropped this past weekend. I believe it was on Saturday or Sunday morning. I spoke with Matt Sheehan, the VP at Peoria City. So I highly recommend, if you haven't listened to that already, you guys listen to that. It's Summer of USL 2 is going to be so much fun. It looks like next up, it's going to be a week or two before we get our next Summer of USL 2 episode out. And it's going to be one of Monterey Bay FC 2. Or I can't remember the other one I was looking at, but it looks like it'll be Monterey Bay FC 2. I'm speaking with a couple other clubs right now, so I will keep you guys updated on that front. So yeah, that's about all I have going forward. Of course, Noah will return for next week's Tuesday episode as usual, but let's dive in to what we're here for, and that is expansion. Now, of course, we have Buffalo who have joined in for 2026. That is probably one of the biggest cities left on the board that you could have wanted. And we'll jump around. We'll talk about every team in general that we know is joining USL. We, of course, have Des Moines, USL Des Moines, who will be joining us soon. I am a bit unsure on the year for Des Moines. I believe it could be 2025. It could also be a possibility for 2026. So we'll see how that goes. But for Des Moines, bringing soccer to Iowa in that capacity, I think is fantastic. There is, of course, the Des Moines Menace, and they are one of the top tier teams in USL League 2. So to have that community, that fan base already structured there, and then bringing in another pro team in, you know, USL Championship Des Moines, that's just what we're going to call them for right now, USL Des Moines, that's big. You're not going to do much better than that in terms of structure, I should say. You know, it's difficult to come to the USL Championship without a grassroots movement or without some kind of foundation already. But teams can do it. You know, Rhode Island are doing it right now. Monterey Bay did it. So I think for Des Moines, they are one of the teams primed to come in and do well. And I think another one that's primed to come in and do well is USL Milwaukee. I think those two alongside Buffalo are the teams that can come in with immediate success and have no issues. And we're getting to the point in this league now where folding and financial issues and fan turnout is becoming less of an issue. The attendance numbers for the first 3 weeks, especially across the teams at the bottom who you'd expect to have less attendance, like Miami, like Las Vegas, are doing well. Las Vegas, the past couple weeks, have garnered about 1,500 in their home games, which is fantastic. And that same can be said for Miami. They have gotten at least 1,000 fans at their last two games, their last two home games, which is huge for them. So as we get into this era where it's not as difficult to get those fans into seats, to kind of build that support, I'm more confident that Milwaukee and Des Moines and Buffalo will come in and do well in the league for years and be mainstays in the league. I don't necessarily think for Buffalo this is a look ahead at possible MLS. I think MLS is more geared towards, like, I know Buffalo is a big city population-wise, but I don't think that's necessarily an area where MLS would go. So while saying that USL gets the first foot in the door for Buffalo, I think they slam the door shut on MLS for Buffalo, and I think Buffalo is a USL championship team for good. I would say the same thing for Des Moines. Milwaukee, I'm not too sure, and of course Milwaukee have delayed their entrance into the league until 2026. So for Milwaukee, at least, I think that's also a bit of a disappointment, and they will have some years where they need to catch up, clearly, if they have to delay like that. And for Milwaukee, I'll bring up the close comparison with their situation, and that is Queensborough. You know, we look back at Queensborough, and we know that Queensborough didn't necessarily go through all the steps correctly. They spent a lot of time youth-wise and staff-wise in their opening stages, which is great. But at some point, you have to make the breakout, and you have to spend the money, and you have to build your USL championship team, which they never did. I'm pretty sure the leading factor as to why that never happened is that they just couldn't secure more funding. Queensborough, especially that New York area, is a very difficult area to, you know, find funding, find a place to play soccer. And I think Queensborough just had a difficult time finding that extra funding that they needed and finding a reliable stadium. You know, there's only so much you can do. There's a lot of New York teams already in that area that have rights and deals for fields, you know, NYCFC 2, New York Red Bulls 2, NYCFC, New York Red Bulls in general. It's difficult. It's difficult. And you have some New York teams as well in the lower USL divisions. So Queensborough is the closest comparison you can make to Milwaukee's situation, but Milwaukee have just pushed back a year. I still think they are primed for a 2026 debut in the USL Championship. I have no doubts about that. So that brings about, I believe, the last two who are confirmed to expand into the USL Championship, and that is Northern Arkansas and Jacksonville, Sporting Jacks. So with those two, it gets a little bit more difficult, and we'll also rope in two other teams. We'll talk about Rhode Island a little bit, and then one other team who has been making the case for a while now that they could be a possible USL Championship team. But we'll go to, let's go to Northern Arkansas first. We'll start in Northern Arkansas. This is, for me, the hardest area to dictate how successful the team will be. Like I said, I think Buffalo will be increasingly successful. There's been data, there's been surveys showing that USL interest is there in Buffalo. Buffalo is a big enough city. They could easily get 5 to 10K fans and in their first couple of seasons really move themselves into that debate of being a top USL team already. Like, Buffalo has the opportunity here to be a model USL team with the city that they have, surely the resources that they can acquire through just like the, not supremacy, but like the, how great of an area Buffalo is for building a new USL team. I think that they will succeed there. Des Moines, I feel the same way. First pro USL soccer team in Iowa. That would be huge. Des Moines, I believe USL League 2 is still considered semi-pro because it is just the three-month period, but I could be wrong. I always get caught up on those little smaller details of USL League 2, but I believe they're still semi-pro at this point. So for Des Moines to get that, I think that would be huge. I think they could also be a top-tier USL program. Same with Milwaukee, but I think Milwaukee, they are making their case to be the first MLS team in Wisconsin. So I think for Milwaukee, they are more trying to just show that they have the support and then can jump ship to MLS, which would be disappointing, but that is what I feel is the end goal for Milwaukee. I think Des Moines and Buffalo are locks to stay in the USL for a while. For Northern Arkansas, it's hard to gauge how they will do, purely because Arkansas is such a football-based state. And you get into the demographics, and you know Arkansas is a particularly red state. And I feel like getting into these like geopolitics and trying to fit soccer into these geopolitics is hard. But you know, for me at least, when you get to the southern states, you know, there is no team in Mississippi. You have the Birmingham Legion in Alabama. They do well, but they have been around for a long time. They play at Protective Stadium. So that's hard for me to really gauge. And then, you know, Louisiana doesn't have a team either. There is an opportunity for NOLA to come in, but I'm not too sure how much that would work out. There's been talks about that for the longest time. So for me, Northern Arkansas is hard to gauge how well that would work. It'd be more up in the Bentonville, Fayetteville area. So, and that is a growing area, a growing population up there. So I think if that area is kind of booming, like people say it is, then Northern Arkansas, USL Northern Arkansas, would be a great opportunity. For Jacksonville, they are having to fight with Jacksonville Armada, of course, who are joining MLS Next Pro. And I've gone through the steps, and I don't think MLS Next Pro will ever get to the level of the USL Championship. Like, for me, when I'm making these comparisons, to me, I think of the USL Championship as more of the EFL Championship if promotion relegation were to ever be implemented, which for right now, I don't think you necessarily need it to succeed. I think the USL Championship is in a great place. The teams are there for it to be implemented, so I wouldn't be against it, but I don't think it's needed right now. I think a couple more years, let teams stabilize, let teams get where they need to be, then you implement it. You know, I think that's a 2 or 3 year away thing before you implement promotion relegation. So, but for me, I'm comparing the USL Championship to the EFL Championship. You know, I guess that's the next logical step down. And I'm comparing MLS Next Pro to Premier League 2. You know, it is a reserve league. It is a youth league. And, you know, you get these teams like Connecticut. You get Huntsville. That's all well and cool. But the USL has already claimed a stake in so many areas that MLS Next Pro doesn't have many areas to go. And even the MLS namesake, I don't think that really gets you anywhere for an MLS Next Pro team. So I think Sporting Jax has a great opportunity to do well in Jacksonville and beat out Jacksonville Armada, because I don't think the Jacksonville Armada with Sporting Jax will last that long. It's as simple as that. So that's kind of the landscape of expansion USL teams in the league. We did leave one for last, and that is Brooklyn. I believe they are 2026 as well, set to join. And, you know, Brooklyn is a great area. I think they will face the same issues as Queensborough. So I'm not going to touch on that too much because I don't know the situation there. But, you know, it's another opportunity for a New York team in the USL Championship. And I'm excited. I'm excited for Brooklyn and their possibility to join the league. But, you know, they have to not fall into the same trap of Queensborough and set those foundations. But, you know, then they're struggling to find funding or to build that foundation for a USL Championship team when they have the youth and the staff or when they spent so much time building the youth and staff that now they're kind of like out of ideas, out of money, and just need more support to build the USL championship team. So I think they have to navigate that smartly if they don't want to fall into the same trap as Queensborough, which I think they can do. I think Queensborough, as much as they kind of went out with a whimper, you know, there was really no news on that until the US just pulled, or the USL just pulled them from the website. So Brooklyn, I'm excited for, and we'll finish off with Rhode Island and one other team. I think you guys know who it is. Rhode Island, of course, in their first season have done phenomenal. They've drawn two games now. They draw one all against New Mexico United, getting their first goal off of, I believe it was Chris Gloucester, an own goal. But Rhode Island have done really well. They identified a coach early on that they wanted in Conor Smith, and he seems to be implementing his philosophy and his tactics and his ideas and just his personality into the team. Seems like a great guy. Hopefully one day I'll be able to speak with him on here. I don't think I've ever spoken with a... Of course, I spoke with the Chattanooga Red Wolves head coach a while back, and I think that's the only head coach I've ever spoken to. I spoke with the head coach of Peoria City a while back, of course, but it's about time we get a USL championship coach on here one time. I'll make sure that happens. But Rhode Island, you know, they went out, and for Rhode Island, they had a clear roster to build, and that is what these teams who join soon will have to do as well. They're going to have to create an identity for themselves. Rhode Island did that. They went out, they signed, I believe, just the one or two international players. Doyle comes to mind. I believe he's the only player they signed internationally. But they got a lot of talent from within the USL Championship, and that is what you need to do. There's no better place to look for a successful USL Championship team than to look within the league at players who are succeeding. And I think they hit on a lot of marks. There were a lot of players available, especially from the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, especially from a lot of other teams within the league. They were like, you know, there's possibilities, but Rhode Island scouted well, and they found the players that best suited them, and they also took from MLS Next Pro. That's where you get Noah Fusant and Clay Holstad, who have been fantastic for them to start the year. So Rhode Island have really come in and claimed stake in their area, in their territory, and shown that they are, you know, once the dog days of USL come in and once they finally feel like a team, because you have these, it's always difficult the first couple months as an expansion team to find your footing. So once Rhode Island, and it seems like they are on the right track to really not figure it out, but just become, you know, an actual team, an actual roster that fits well together. And once that comes, I think Rhode Island will be a playoff team. They have played so well. They just have some of those defensive mishaps that you'd expect with an expansion team, and they'll figure that out. I have no doubts that they'll figure it out. There are other teams, you know, that you look at, and I'll throw the Pittsburgh Riverhounds under the bus, and you're looking at them, and it was Mike Watts who tweeted out that come May, he would be worried about the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Because it's always the stories like this, you know, like, are the Riverhounds going to regress? And then it seems like they never do. This feels different. The past couple of years, the Riverhounds have had the money and they have had the willingness to go out and spend and sign players. This offseason, it didn't feel like that. And I think a good manager like Bob Lilly can only take you so far. You know, you need the tools, you need the roster to really bring it all together. You know, if you stuck Danny Cruz at RGV when they were going down, or if you stuck Danny Cruz right now at Loudoun United, I don't know if he would succeed. I think what Loudoun United have right now is the best that they can hope for. So I think, you know, Bob Lilly with the pieces he has can only do so much, unfortunately. So I do think after three games, three losses, it is going to be a difficult year for Pittsburgh. I disagree with Mike Watts that come May, if they're still in this position, then that's when we should be worried. I'm worried right now. One goal in three games, three losses. The one game I was most surprised about was that they showed no life against Orange County. So, but that's besides the point. We'll move back to Rhode Island. Rhode Island have done really good this year. And I think they came in with the right mindset in that they needed to be on the front foot from day one, and they needed to sign players to emulate that, and they did. So we'll finish off with a little cute touch here. Of course, there is always talk that Union Omaha will be joining the USL Championship, and I just have a few words to say, and that I don't think they should. I really don't think they should. I think USL League One is in quite a precarious position in that in the past couple of years, while they have gained Spokane Velocity and CV Fuego, Central Valley Fuego, I should say, they did just lose North Carolina FC, who rejoined the USL Championship, which is great for the USL Championship. I think North Carolina FC, this is where they need to be. But if you're talking about how they most recently lost FC Tucson and then losing Union Omaha, you have to talk about them bringing in new teams. And I know that there are slated new teams. Santa Barbara Sky is a team as well that are still in the realm of possibility for joining, but there haven't been that many updates for them. So we'll see how that goes. But I think Union Omaha need to stay in USL League One for right now. There's been a lot of talk among USL League One commentators, pundits, writers. And I agree that Union Omaha should probably stay there going forward. If USL League One, and there has been announcements that USL League One is looking to announce like 5 or 6 more teams this year, then Union Omaha can start thinking about, or should start thinking about, moving up. But I think Union Omaha and League One should focus on staying there for right now. But Omaha would be a lot of fun in the USL Championship. So, man, all this talk always gets me going. I love doing these episodes. I love doing it all. But that's about it. That's about all I've got for today. Quick little emergency episode, first of its kind, like I said at the top of the episode. But we'll finish off here with a couple more things. The Patreon, I'm still working on. So once that is fully developed and we have a schedule of what we want to do with the Patreon, then we will do that. I think for the most part, I don't know. We have Summer of USL League 2 this summer, of course, this spring and summer. And all of those episodes will be on the main feed. You guys don't have to worry about going to Patreon if you want to listen to those episodes. Of course, all the Tuesday morning regular episodes that you get every week to your inbox, those will never go on the Patreon, let me just say. Summer of USL League 2 and the regular episodes that we release weekly will never go on the Patreon. But for the Patreon, I think moving forward, we want to do more live streams, more watch-alongs. And we'll throw in some midweek episodes. I think that's our main goal for the Patreon. So if you guys are interested, you can go to patreon.com/theUSLway. But I will keep you updated on when we start to get things rolling for the Patreon. So yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to our emergency episode today on Buffalo and Expansion. Next episode, of course, our usual Tuesday morning delight next week after this weekend's hectic USL schedule. So, and of course, we got North Carolina FC and Hartford Athletic tonight. I'm excited for that. So we will see you guys, or I will see you guys next Tuesday, and Noah will be back next Tuesday as well. So we'll see you then.